Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy crap, it's a brand new spanking week for you guys here, crab diving live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a beautiful day out, sunny, warm. You can only smell the globules of oil shit rolling up on the beach, you know, from half a mile away.
Globules.
If the winds are right. We're going to be here live for you guys for the next couple of hours. It's a little after 2 p.m. on the Pacific, a little after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out there on the eastern type coast. We appreciate it. You can also get us as a podcast when all this shit is said and done and formed into a wonderful diamond for you all on the internet. You can get us at crabdiving.com. It's the best place to go. We're also on the iTunes. We're also on the Stitcher.
We're on LinkedIn.
We're on Snapchat.
Yes.
We're not on Snapchat, but we are on Periscope today.
Right.
Shout out to our Periscope viewers. We're using amazing technology here. Well, first of all, my name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
Thanks
for joining our show today.
Thank you for joining us. If you guys have Twitter and you have Periscope, newfangled live streaming kind of dealio, you guys have been clamoring for it. You've been screaming.
Clams.
We've been getting emails galore that people want to see us. Well, you know, be careful what you fucking ask for, because now you can see us. If you go to the Twitter, go to our Twitter stream. It's warm.
Yeah, it's
always fuzzy. Yeah, it's always warm. And that's at Crab Diving.
That's right.
On the Twitter machine. And I think, is it also Crab Diving on
Periscope? I think so, but I think they find us through Twitter. Anyway, yeah, it is at Crab Diving on Periscope.
At Crab Diving on
yes.
Periscope. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, live, we're going to be here for the next couple hours for you. Probably
yes.
Periscope, I don't know, first segment or so, something like that, first half hour first or whatever.
And then we're going to turn it off and you can't see us anymore.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm so sorry.
We're going to take you into the bathroom with us for the bathroom break.
Oh, God. You know, I don't think that happens on there. I think they have some sort of policing.
A shit detector?
Yes. They have oversight.
Is there some kind of app on the iPhone that smells the stuff or maybe can hear?
Oh, yeah.
And instantly your stream goes off.
We will be deconstructing the Republican Party.
We will be deconstructing
during this show.
The Republican Party. There's so much to deconstruct. What we usually do, we get to the headlines. We try to be fair and balanced. We read the headlines from the Commie Pinko Liberal
Effete.
Huffington Post. And then, unlike some of the networks that are out there, we switch it up and try to see what the other side is thinking. We read what's going on the Drudge Report.
Only to make fun of them, though.
Well, yeah.
I'm not interested in presenting their side of the case.
And occasionally we put some waders on and really dive into the swamp of moronitude over
Breitbart.
At like Breitbart.
WMD.
WND.
A friend of mine,
Alex Jones,
recently shared a story on her Facebook page about from WMD. And it made no sense.
It's an amazing
thing. I honestly think it was about chemtrails.
Yo, that's a good one. They also had that article by that preacher Hagee, John Hagee. We played clips from him here. He's the guy from Texas. That narrows it down. A crazy mega preacher.
He's the asshole from Texas.
But he's the one that's into the blood moons. He wrote that stuff about that, you know, the blood moons means that Jesus is going to whip out his big giant schlong
so
and slap us
stupid
in the near future.
Cock
we're
slap.
Doomed. Yeah. Oh, the cock slap?
There nice.
So there is a story before we get to the headlines. I was thinking in honor of our Periscope viewers, shout out to the Periscope.
Roman soldier helmet.
The
I was just thinking about, because Periscope to me sounds like some weird thing you find in the Urban Dictionary about, you know, something you might do illicit with your cock.
Oh, that
that's
kind of,
why it made
I
me
see.
Think of Roman soldier helmet, which is a...
I'm not sure about that. Is that when somebody lays their... their dick across your forehead?
I think it's lengthwise over your nasal bridge.
Oh, I see. So it's like it like the,
it's
the nose guard on the helmet.
It's essentially a vertical tea bag.
It doesn't have anything to do with the... I thought it had maybe to do with
I
the
don't
fuzzy.
Know. Well, I, no, I have no... Like, oh, yeah,
your taint's up here or something? The
that's all part of it, yes.
Sticking straight up. The... there's before we get to the headlines, I thought maybe this is a good story to get us going, get us laughing at least before we start crying about all the bullshit that's going on. Although, if you concentrate really hard, you can feel that slight little bit of the NSA pulling out of your asshole, just a tiny little bit. Last night at midnight, that happened, which
yes.
is which might be the headlines when we get to the headlines. You know, the God, I hate to say it, but you know, Rand Paul, man, kind of spearheaded that whole event of delaying everything enough and so that they would get rid of that provision of that just mass data collection. They God. Still passed.
Is
some,
that part of the Patriot Act?
Yeah. They still passed some heinous bullshit and the whole thing should, you know, be scrapped and start over. But
it's scary that, you know, Rand Paul is coming off as likable.
Broken clock.
Yes.
He's right.
One time a day. Or twice, right?
Twice, yeah. Yeah. Depending on the clock. If you know, if it has an AM, PM thing, then then once.
Then you're fucked.
A day. But this is a story I'm reading from one of the frequent places we go to, rawstory.com. This one, this is out of West Virginia. You'll find it hard to believe. This is a guy from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia.
Fuck you.
Harper's Ferry, West Virginia.
Ate a dick.
He is a suing.
Right.
A bunch of people, local federal officials. I have a copy. I got a copy of the actual... court papers that he filed.
The last thing I remember from West Virginia is that their water tasted like syrup or black licorice.
Right, that was a bonus.
How are they doing? Is everything back to normal?
From, was that Duke Energy or Freedom?
Yes.
That was Freedom.
Freedom.
Duke is North Carolina.
Right.
I think Freedom Industries is were the ones who added that little extra flavor of water.
Yummy.
This guy is suing Jefferson County Board of Education.
Fuck you.
Some directors. The National Institute of Health. He's suing Arnie Duncan, who is the Secretary of Education.
Oh, nice.
For Barack Hussein Obama's cabinet.
Right.
And the U.S. Department of Education in general.
Okay.
He's also getting sued.
Perfect.
By this gentleman, Kenneth Smith. Is the plaintiff. He is saying that basically his daughter's civil rights have been infringed upon because the evil tyranny of the educational system is teaching her evolution.
Oh, my God. We are trying so hard to make West Virginia not fucking stupid. It's difficult.
Everywhere.
It's
everywhere.
An uphill fucking battle.
This isn't even Wisconsin, where they're trying to make it so that any asshole can teach. You won't even need a degree.
Yeah, why not? Hey, let me ask you something. How is not every asshole in Texas an atheist right now? How are you not all atheists? Because God has forsaken you and blighted your whole fucking state with flood and serpents.
Well, right, but if they're still alive, then...
Right.
Well, he ain't killed me, so thank you, Jesus. Thank
this,
you, Lord.
This God works in mysterious way caveat.
It's like...
Really carries a lot of fucking weight with the Christians.
That's the bottom line of is when you... You know, you get them, you throw logic at them, and then they say, well, but this, and then you say, well, more logic, then they say, well, God just works in a mysterious way.
Yeah.
On May 12th, this dude filed suit in the Northern District of West Virginia.
Right.
He's representing himself.
Oh, perfect.
Which, God, I hope they have cameras in those courtrooms.
Yeah. They should periscope that shit.
He is pissed off because, quote, the defendants have fostered the propagation of religious faith in our West Virginia public school machinery and government at large.
Why is it machinery?
He's calling evolution a religion. This is one of those bullshit arguments where they're like, well, you can't teach that the earth was birthed 6,000 years ago, and that Jesus and Mary and Joseph played frisbee with their pet stegosaurus.
Yeah, yeah, with their raptor.
If you don't teach that, then you can't teach the religion of evolution.
It's not a religion. It's science. It's based on fucking facts.
No, it's not. Why are there still monkeys?
Right. Well, let's just teach. Okay.
If we evolved from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? Why isn't this dog right now evolving into some kind of giant dog monster before our eyes? Prove it.
She is a monster.
It's so embarrassing that this is what's going on in American fucking education.
It really is.
In 2015.
And if you get out in the world and walk around and meet most people, I mean, a lot of people are fucking stupid out there.
That'll happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them out there.
So we need
none of our listeners.
We need a better education system.
All of our listeners,
don't you think?
Brilliant.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think our listeners are probably smart.
Don't forget, you can call us on that telephone machine too.
Oh, shit, let me open it up.
323-601-5427. That's 323-601-LIBS.
Ring a ding.
And tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, and say hi to us on our stream, our live video stream on Periscope right now.
Yes.
If you go to our Twitter. You can, we tweeted it out. I think there's a link there that sends you to that Periscope machine.
Absolutely.
And all that fun stuff. Here, so this guy said that his daughter's future prospects.
Right.
This is number five. Their actions during the 2014-15 school year affects my child's future directly. Through the state grading system to enter college, and ability to earn economic security and a good job in her chosen veterinarian medical field of work.
Come on.
By being taught a faith-based, B-A-S-E.
Yeah.
He needed a little editing done here.
Right.
Parentheses, evolutionary biology.
Really? You know what? You always need to get a friend to proofread your work.
That just doesn't exist and has no math to back it.
No math.
This is his lawsuit that he's filed in West Virginia. And don't you have to pay money to file lawsuits?
There's
right?
no so, math but to back it. You got to show your work.
This guy dropped some dough to file this bullshit. But his daughter wants to be a veterinarian. Who should believe in evolution more than a fucking veterinarian?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you work in science or medicine and not buy into the whole evolution fact. Isn't that like the basis of what you fucking do and learn?
I would think so. You start with, I don't know, biology classes to even if you're going to cut people open.
Yeah, I know we talked about this before, but does Republican candidate Ben Carson, does he believe in evolution?
No. I don't think he does.
Well, then how the fuck?
Or wait, is he one of those Catholic Christo loonies that are out there, the like the Santorums?
Yeah, that you'll buy into it.
Because the Catholics believe in evolution. Or, you know, I mean, I went to 12 years of Catholic school, people, that explains all this. 12 years of Catholic school, and we were taught Definitely. I was taught evolution, so.
I mean.
And that Adam and Eve is, you know, a story.
You know, well, it is. Who knows what Ben Carson believes? Because that guy thought that if he prayed hard enough, he would pass a chemistry test.
He did.
That he didn't study for. But he passed it because he learned that shit.
He said God crawled into his brain in the middle of the night and gave him all the answers.
That's kind of weird, too. Like, God, like, isn't God in all of us? Isn't God in everything?
Well, yeah. Well, are we talking about what we believe or are we talking about what they believe?
I don't know. I think what they believe is all across the board because one thing I don't understand about Christianity, if God is in everything, then how can he forsake you? I guess he doesn't forsake you.
Right. So he can never pull out totally, is what you're saying.
Be careful.
God's never all the way out.
Right.
And then he says,
well, it doesn't even matter that if God pulls out because he fucking knocked up Mary without even being inside.
Well, I think he wanted to. Right. I think that was kind of the point because he needed to sacrifice himself to himself to save.
What if Mary had an abortion?
Ooh.
Or fell down some stairs at the manger?
Joseph pushed her off that donkey.
Right.
But he calls it evolutionary ideology.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist because it has no math to it.
It's not ideology. It's it's science. And there is math behind it. Isn't there math behind it? I mean, I'm not a scientist, but isn't there some math that supports evolution or something like that?
I'm sure there's, it's
irritating.
You have to.
Yeah. I don't worry about it. I guess I know evolution's real. It's like, you know.
He says there, while denying the plaintiff's accurate scientific mathematical system of genetic variation that proves evolution is a religion.
That's so fucking stupid.
So this is like that person out here in California that sued, out here in California, we have that ballot initiative that they're still trying to figure out how to not put out for validation. Like the our attorney general here, I think she sued to say, look, this is blatantly, obviously unconstitutional. You can't take gay people out and shoot them in the head.
Bummer.
It kind of infringes on their rights a little tad.
Tyranny.
And that she said, you know, she's trying to ask the court to say, just allow her to just junk it.
Right.
But I guess they're saying, you know, our process is that they should, everybody has a voice, and that if Dickwad paid his $200 or $400 or whatever to put this out there, that he should be able to go and try to collect his 300,000 signatures or something.
What an asshole.
Like that. How many people are going to sign a piece of paper that you officially turn into the state that says, yeah, I want to shoot gay people in the head?
You know,
which is what it says. It says they should be executed and shot and taken out and shot.
It's fucked up.
Because if we don't, right, his reasoning is that if we don't take all the gays out and shoot them, that God is going to unleash the schlong of smitage.
Could you imagine if all of a sudden the skies parted? I don't even know what that would look like. And a big, gigantic, I don't know, deity dick fell from the heavens. And just what would it do when you say smite
giant,
it? Is it
a giant
is it
cock slap,
shooting
man.
Things? Or is it just, is the dick just taking depends. Out buildings?
Depends on his mood, I guess.
That's, God, we should shoot that movie.
Can do whatever he wants. He's right. God.
Yeah, I would put Dwayne the Rock Johnson in that movie.
Dwayne's busy. Last week, it was the number one movie.
San Andreas.
San Andreas, yeah.
God. People have such a hard-on for those apocalyptic movies.
The
end of the world kind of thing. Yeah. It looks stupid as fuck.
The mayor, was it our mayor? Somebody here in Los Angeles said that they hope that by watching San Andreas, it'll help people somewhat prepare for when the big one does really hit.
It's not going to do shit.
It's really not going to do shit.
We live here in Los Angeles, and, you know, people don't do shit like that. They don't prepare. You know what they do? They stand around with their hand on their hip, drinking lattes and fingering their wallet chains,
right.
Wearing fedoras. And they wear fedoras and stocking caps in July.
Well,
you're not preparing for the end of the world. I mean, you know, I'm hypocritical. I don't even know. Like, do we have a flashlight in this apartment?
Yeah, right there. The purple.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, prepared here at the Crab Diving Studios.
It works.
In Koreatown, Los Angeles, USA. Show it to the show it to our friends on the Periscope. So, yeah, this is what kind of my ninny of the day. I mean, this guy
ninny
is filing an actual lawsuit that the teaching of evolution is causing his daughter that she won't excel as a veterinarian because she's being taught the religion of evolution.
Oh, my God.
But this is what they believe out there. There's enough people out there that actually buy this crap.
Yeah,
and are trying to affect.
That's so depressing.
Look, in Louisiana, that there these vouchers they found, the shenanigans that are going on with this voucher crap, where school, it's uncovered that voucher money is going to schools that are teaching
bullshit.
Teaching, you know, the flood killed the dinosaurs.
Well, that's an evil Koch brother shit, though, isn't it?
Kind of. I think they want. Well, they want to privatize. So. Their agenda allegedly has nothing to do with the Jesus, but it's the fact that they're trying to get rid of education in general. They don't want public education.
Ugh.
Want it gone. Should be privatized.
That's terrifying.
Because only the privileged should be allowed to get education in Cokeland, I guess.
That's something we don't need run like a business. Everybody's like, oh, God, do you remember when Ross Perot stuck his big fat nose in the race?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And everybody's like, we want our country ran like a business.
Oh, yeah.
So we want Ross Perot.
Yeah, people.
We don't want the...
We want
the country run by hippies.
Right. I mean, if the fiscal responsibility, and us liberals would prefer to not have government waste and government bureaucracy and ridiculous government spending... But the point of the government entities is generally the mission statement of them is to, I don't know, help the fucking people in some way. It's the people doing
right.
The point of a corporation is to make profit.
Yeah, to grow.
And to make more profit.
The point of our government should be to take care of the least able of our fucking society, I would think.
And you make some...
And to keep the Russians from invading.
Yeah, you think the giant cable companies have nothing but our best interests at hand? Do you think... At heart, I mean... You
know, Time Warner?
Do you think... Yeah. AT&T loves us customers so much that all it cares about... You know what? We're going to lower your rates. We know times are tough right now. We've had record billions of profits last quarter... But we're going to shave a billion off of that. We're going to take 25% less profit and give it back to the people.
Oh, yes.
Heads would fucking explode in this country.
Time Warner Cable would, to collect their money, they would take my body, quarter it, and sell it for science, sell it for parts.
Absolutely. And that's why we don't think corporations should be running everything, because corporations are cunty.
Fuck you.
Get that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Corporations are cunty. I would wear that. That's pretty funny.
We can see there's a... did I send you? There's a picture of a... I don't know if I sent you on Facebook. There's a picture of one of those street preachers having a sign. It's like, you know, Jesus, repent or you're going to fry in the fire pits of hell, you know, and everything. And standing next to him is this young guy who's got a t-shirt on, and just in giant letters, all it says is Hail Satan across it. And the kid's standing there just looking at him. Yeah, and the preacher looks like he's like his eyes are being filled with
acid.
He's
losing
his
mind.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the biggest sin is blasphemy, right? Because that freaks those guys out.
Obviously not diddling your sister.
No.
That's not sinful at all.
But the idea to make fun of the existence of God is terrifying to those people. So,
right.
Like, you can't wear that t-shirt.
Or apparently, allegedly, possibly diddling one of the kids you're coaching for wrestling. Because did you see that now there's apologists coming out for Hastert?
Who?
Like on Fox fucking News, there was they had a thing on where they were like, well, you know, he's being extorted. Don't forget, he's a victim too.
Oh my fucking god!
And then on one of the Commie Pinko Lib stations, they had a lawyer on who said, well, you know, actually extortion is illegal, but you can threaten to sue somebody. You can have a paper that says, here, I'm going to sue you if you don't give me money.
Right.
And if you're willing to make it public, I guess that's okay then. If Hastert then says, okay, well, then I'll give you money. So I don't know that necessarily what this guy alleged or whatever, whatever the money's going to him would be necessarily considered illegal. Because these people, what's happening is like the Fox ninnies and them are like, why isn't he getting arrested?
You know,
why aren't they arresting the guy that's pulling poor Denny down for something that happened years and years ago?
Oh,
you can't even smell that boy on his fingers anymore.
Oh, gross. So gross. You know, pulling him down. There must be so many like wrestling metaphors out there, like takedown and pinned. And, you know,
it's a tough one.
My
God. Wrestling is a hard time throwing off those accusations
to begin with. I don't mean to make fun of the victim. Hastert's victim here, but
sensei, however, yeah.
However, why was the guy pressuring the dude so hard that forcing him to pull $50,000 out of the bank at once? I mean, wouldn't it have been smarter on this guy's part just to say, yeah, just give me what I need in under $10,000 increments so nobody finds out?
Yeah.
Why was he ruining it?
Put him on staff as a consultant or something. Nobody's saying Hastert was brainy about this. I mean, that's part of the thing. That's how they first started sniffing around.
Well,
I guess was because he was pulling out over $50,000.
Well, maybe it wasn't Hastert not being smart. Maybe it was his victim being stupid. The victim is like, I want my money now. And he's like, okay, well, if I give it to you, it's going to be in that amount. It'll be suspicious. So why didn't the victim say, oh, well, give it to me in smaller amounts then to keep the gravy train going?
Well, it sounds like he did.
Yeah.
After Hastert got called in the first time for the over $50,000 ones.
I'm just wondering.
Obviously he had to make the deal to say, you know, I got to give you smaller amounts because I can't just pull out that money.
Sounds like the victim and the aggressor.
And you know how Hastert made money? His big money? You know, he was just a high school coach, teacher, whatever. Who wasn't that rich going in. He was, you know, one of these guys that wasn't a real bazillionaire going into like now. But he bought some land in the middle of fucking nowhere in Illinois. And then, what a coincidence, a short time later, a giant highway came through right near his land so that... the property value skyrocketed because people wanted to build shit right off of the highway.
Oh, shit.
What a coincidence.
Wow.
Not like he would have known about any of that ahead of time while he was making his way through he was a rep and then he was a Speaker of the House.
Jeez,
sure, it had nothing to do with that.
Got it. The Republican Party should certainly be proud of themselves. So many ethical players.
Well, then Democrats, too, with the money. We got to get the money off both sides.
Not as bad.
Well, there's some dick watery going on the Democrat side with money. They just vote the way we like better. I mean, I'll admit it.
They vote the way we like better. But if you compare the two sides on what...
like they're talking about, you know, they're trying to shit on Hillary about the fact that she's got hundreds of millions of dollars and the fact that they have... she makes $200,000 a speaking engagement or something. They're like, how is she a woman of the people? Well,
fuck off.
What is she supposed to do? Is she supposed to give everything away and go live in South LA? I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
As long as she votes for the people and for poor people and for the middle class and votes to represent that, I don't give a flying fuck how much money she's got.
I mean, they're all rich.
Right.
I mean, there's no politician you're going to find that you're going to be able to vote for that doesn't have speaking engagements. Right. I mean, that's part of the gig, right? You get that title and then you can, you know, get
lobby. That's what Hastert was also doing.
That's kind of evil, though, how you can, after your fucking job for the public sector, you can leave and go make shitloads of money and some lobbying. And then, I mean, that's not cool.
Again, coincidentally, a lot of times you're ending up at places that might have somehow done well under some of the votes you did while you were in office.
Right.
It's only coincidence.
Yes.
That lobbying thing is as heinous as what's going on with that Citizens United. It's all got to be gone. Get rid of it all. Lobbying.
Yes.
Just take it. I mean, you're just paying. It's obvious. What is lobbying? You're paying people millions and millions of dollars
for influence
to convince lawmakers to do the shit they want.
How's that not bribery? It's fucking bribery.
Because they called it something different.
We legalized it because we like it.
Because we found out we can make money.
Congratulations, assholes.
We can check out and see what's going on in the world. Let's get to these wonderful
headlines.
Oops, that's the wrong one.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's the first segment. After we're bailing on the Periscope, ladies and gentlemen, right now, from the Crab Diving News Studio high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Here we have the headlines over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington the Post. There is a photograph of the upcoming Vanity Fair cover, Vanity Fair magazine. It's a photograph by renowned photographer Annie Leibovitz.
Yeah.
The headline, it's a woman in a white kind of a one-piece lingerie deal, sitting in
with
her hair back. And it says, her story is the headline. Introducing Caitlyn Jenner. It's Bruce Jenner as a woman, ladies and gentlemen.
I saw the picture. She looks great.
Bruce looks fucking great.
She looks, I mean.
Bruce, or Caitlyn, I'm sorry.
Caitlyn.
Now we have her new name. Caitlyn Jenner is going to be on the cover of Vanity Fair with the new look, the new boobs apparently, and that's that.
So a lot of people are saying she looks like Jessica Lange.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah,
I think she. Yeah,
that's awesome.
The way that this is shot, she does in the face. She looks a little bit like Jessica Lange. So the story is going to be in the Vanity Fair. ESPN is saying it's going to honor Caitlyn Jenner with the Arthur Ashe Courage Award.
That's awesome.
One of the quotes is, I'm so happy after such a long struggle to be living my true self.
It's nice that the jocks of the world are supporting her.
Right.
Or at least ESPN is. I'm sure there's other people that have horrendous opinions.
Fox.
Right. By the way, what famous actress do you think you'd look like if you transitioned?
Uh-huh.
Who do you think you would? I mean, because she got Jessica Lange. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying. Who played the Wicked Witch in, what was the name of the actress from...
I think maybe Ally Sheedy. Who's that from The Breakfast Club? Sheedy. Is that The Breakfast Club?
Yeah. I apologize, Ally.
I think I'd look like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Maybe my face is better than hers. Sorry, SJP.
65-year-old. Formerly Bruce, now Caitlyn Jenner. Underwent a 10-hour facial feminization surgery on March 15th.
Facial? 10 hours?
Yeah.
What do you do for that long under the knife?
I don't know. They shave stuff down and tweak here and I don't know. They whatever they did.
That's awesome. God.
Congratulations. So.
See, that's why we need science and people to teach reasonable shit in biology, you know, so we can do stuff like that.
I guess Diane Sawyer is going to, from 2020, is getting the big interview.
Right.
Or no, she had the big interview. That was with Bruce Jenner before transition. And
yes.
Now I guess the big story in Vanity Fair will be the transition. You know, she's doing a reality show.
Oh God!
Of course, about the whole thing.
You know what? Just don't do the fucking reality show. I mean, it's probably good for the
torn. It's one of those where I feel better about that than the fucking Kardashians, yeah, who have a show for being nothing.
I'm just thinking about
walking around Hollywood like assholes.
I'm just thinking about Caitlyn's quality of life. I mean, does Caitlyn need the money? Probably not. Then why the fuck would you do a reality show? It seems just like hell on earth.
Caitlin is divorcing.
Oh, really? Yeah, Caitlin, right. Caitlin probably has to pay up in that divorce.
Maybe.
Wait. Who is Caitlin married to or was married to or whatever? Somebody famous with money, right?
Well, the Kardashian's mom, Kris Kardashian/Jenner.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I should know the whole family history because isn't this the most important family in the fucking world?
We need to get the Hollywood Hick.
Oh, yeah.
To call it and see what's going on there.
By the way, the Hollywood Hick every day on the Sevens on the Crab Diving Network.
Streaming live. Actually, brand new episodes, not live, but live from tape.
Oh, yes.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Yes.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's not like they're days. Everything's just one big blob, or what you said at the beginning of the show, one big gooey oily globule.
Big oily globule of a week
of content.
You can go to I'm reading on the HuffPo. There's other pictures also.
By the way, we had a lot of viewers on that Periscope thing.
We did.
Yeah,
thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for listening. We'll we don't know when we'll do it again, but at some point.
Right. We may make it a regular deal. Maybe we'll have the first few minutes of the show or something.
Yes.
First segment of the show on Periscope.
We'll take you into the bathroom with us.
You're right. So that's the headline on the HuffPo. Let's dumb it down. Set your clocks back a few millennia and chop a good 50 points off your IQ.
Pinch one off.
And let's head over to, of course,
I don't know,
Drudge that. Report, also in love.
Oh, yes.
With Caitlyn Jenner.
Are they being negative?
Well, you know, it's the cover of Vanity Fair, and the only headline they say is Miss America.
No.
Miss America. They're being a little snarky.
Yeah, that's not. And why do you have to be snarky?
Because it's the Drudge snatches.
Yeah.
And they actually have a link straight to the Vanity Fair.
Holy shit.
So they're just being shitty in the title.
Right. Oh, you mean you're surprised that Drudge didn't link to this story from like...
to Breitbart talking about how civilization's falling apart because of Caitlyn Jenner.
You know, Caitlyn's turning us all gay.
Right.
She's making my cock disappear.
Right. I just looked at it and I feel like taking one up the pooper. not that there's anything wrong with that. Is it gong worthy? So that's the headline over the Drudge.
Yes.
Apparently the big news in the United States right now is that, Caitlyn Jenner is coming out as Caitlyn Jenner.
What about the fucking floods in Texas?
How nice will it be when all this shit won't be news? People coming out as gay or transgender or bisexual or
you
whatever.
Know what, man?
It's, nobody will give a fuck.
Yeah. And also, keep in mind who it is. Caitlyn used to be Bruce Jenner,
mm-hmm,
one of the most popular athletes ever. Well, that's what it takes for people to have to be, accepting.
And who says they are?
That's right.
If you head over to Fox, I think you might get a little bit of a different spin. I'll bet...
we're so insulated.
I'll bet tomorrow, if you show up here tomorrow between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific live, I'll bet we have some clips from Fox and Fiends in the morning, or one of the ninnies over there at Fox talking about how, you know, civilization as we know it is over because Bruce Jenner is became transgendered to Caitlyn Jenner. Just because, I don't know, she wants to be fucking happy.
Yeah, leave me alone.
And who gives a rat's ass? And maybe by doing so, a lot of people will learn about this and then not give a fuck.
Aren't you dying to hear what Rush Limbaugh has to say about this today?
Sure. I'm sure he's spewing off about it as we speak. I don't know if we can cut over to him. I don't think we have...
we don't have that...
I don't think we have...
The ability?
The live Rush. Oh, we could. If he's on live. While I'm looking for it, you know, we do have an important... A big, important announcement today, ladies and gentlemen.
Perfecto.
In regards to this,
it's the 2016 Republican primary.
Officially,
the final horn is the funniest thing on the planet.
Officially announcing his candidacy for the president.
Yes.
Presidency of the United States of America. This morning, from South Carolina.
No, oh, come on.
None other than Lindsey Graham.
I'm batting my eyelashes.
Has decided that he is entering the ring.
I thought you were going to say transitioning.
No, I think that may have been in the past. The he says that. Actually, there's nothing interesting that he says.
He just says he wants to be the best president
I'm
ever.
I'm going to be president, and we're going to bomb the fuck out of those Iranians, because nothing looks better to me than seeing men in uniform run and shoot up some brown people.
Blowing shit up.
Right. I love watching their firm butt cheeks in their camouflage uniforms as they run away, run towards the, the evil brown hordes. So Lindsey Graham is now... entering the race. But in an interesting little bit of information out on mediamatters.org, they have a story about how in 2010 they're bringing up you know when you announce, they start digging.
Yes.
And in 2010 this shows the fucking influence that those asswipes over at Fox he was working on a kind of a bipartisan bill for climate, something to do with climate. 2010 negotiations on a climate bill, and that he was working with the other side. And at one point, he told his colleagues,
"Yes,
quote." We need to get as far as we can in negotiating this bill, quote, before Fox News gets wind of the fact that this is a serious process. So he was working with Joe Lieberman,
right,
the dino, and John Kerry at the time. And said that they needed to get as far as they could negotiating this bill before Fox got wind of it. One of the people who were involved said that Lindsey would say, quote, the second they focus on us, it's going to be all cap and tax all the time. And it's going to become just a disaster for me on the airwaves.
Oh, my God.
We have to move this along as quickly as possible.
Does anybody want to do anything for the right reason?
No!
Ever?
Does anybody want to do anything? I don't know. That's going to help the people. That's going to be good for the constituents. No. What's going to look best for me? I'm gonna get some dirt on my knees if I do that. How dare I?
We're just seen as a mark.
It's fucking disgusting.
We're marks. That's how they see us.
Let's get this shit done before Fox gets a hold of it.
How much money can I squeeze out of the poor in America?
And fuck Fox. I mean, how much more proof of damage to our fucking country do we need? That of more example of just how Murdoch's shit pile of ass fuckitude over there at Fox destroyed this goddamn nation.
And
sent us into a spiral of shitheadery by making people think that we're dumber than we are, that we're more conservative than we are, that we're more, we want to just take every corporate cock as deep as we can into our mouths until our uvulas are pushed to the back of our throats.
Oh my God.
It's just such bullshit.
Image of the day. Hashtag image of the day.
So, you know, when Rupert Murdoch sheds his mortal coil, he's on my list of graves I will happily whip out my schlong and urinate on, and I'll take the ticket.
But it won't do any good because he's dead.
But it'll make me feel better.
Okay. It's just, it's not.
And I'll tweet it out and we'll periscope it. Who's on your piss list, ladies and gentlemen? Whose grave do you want to piss on?
Hashtag piss list.
323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving.
Call us.
We shut down the video for now. You know, Kate has a contract where she can only be seen on video.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For a short amount of time because it conflicts with her other
contracts. Is so difficult to deal with.
It is. So congratulations, Lindsey Graham.
Great.
Jumping in.
How long is that guy going to last? And who the fuck is giving him money to run?
That's an excellent question. That's a really excellent question. I have no idea. I don't know if he has a billionaire lined up that he's looked pretty enough for, or I have no idea.
He always comes off as such an asshole when he's on those committees and he's questioning people.
Oh, condescending, yeah.
God.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like...
Seems like an asshole.
Not on my beer list.
No, not at all. I don't think... Well, I don't know. Maybe... Would we be on his beer list? Do you think he'd have a good time hanging out with us? We're too poor.
I don't know. He might. He might find us amusing.
Some rich people, they can't hang out with poor people because it makes them feel weird.
Can you unbutton a button or two?
Yeah, please.
Become more interesting.
Show a little bit more skin.
Yeah. Suddenly you're more interested. So Lindsey Graham entering the clown car. We've got some...
Congratulations, Lindsey.
Helicopter action going on here.
I'm glad he's running, to tell you the truth. He's going to be fun to watch. He'll say some doozies. He'll say some horrendous shit. It'll be fun to make fun of.
One of the sub-headlines was what we talked about earlier over on the Drudge Report. Oh, God, fuck it. I clicked on it. Damn it. Breitbart. Ugh. My computer has dumbitude now.
You did it.
The Breitbart headline is talking about Senator from Kentucky.
Right.
None other than little Rand Paul. Who did a pretty decent job with a couple of Democrats of throwing some wrenches into the works and really making Turtle Dude look dumb.
Rand Paul.
Yeah, because Mitch McConnell.
Mitch the bitch.
His fellow senator from Kentucky.
God, what a fucking horror scene that state must be.
Really?
I mean, God. Yeah, look at Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul.
In Texas, too. I mean... Look what Texas has sent up. Louie Gohmert and Ted Cruz.
Oh, that's worse.
And Rick Perry.
Oh, good God.
Greg Abbott, I mean, God, if I was living in Texas right now, I would be wistful for Perry. This is how, what a Christo fascist shitbag that new Abbott guy is, that their new one is. He's heinous.
What's the what's the first state whose illiteracy rate is going to make it in to above 50%?
Oh yeah, Wisconsin's trying hard, right?
It'll be Mississippi.
It's still Mississippi is.
It'll be the first
Louisiana also.
The first state officially illiterate. The first illiterate state.
So Rand Paul is a crowing.
Is this more like Rand Paul's right again? I fucking hate these.
And a lot of it is also motivation, let's say, could also be the fact that Rand Paul needs money.
Right.
And that Rand Paul, maybe when they had the glory hole set up for the billionaires, his hole got the fewest votes. Apparently, his skills got the fewest votes because
he had the boringest hole.
I don't think he's attracted a billionaire yet. I don't think he's got a benefactor. So he's trying to go grassroots now. So I'm not saying that his motivation for taking on the NSA being up our assholes is self-serving.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. Well, on second thought, I am. I'm saying,
I mean, isn't Rand Paul a guy that would be for campaign finance reform? I mean, why wouldn't he?
Allegedly, you think he would. Or not. I don't know. You know, because if he falls on the, well, it's free speech.
Right.
Corporations are people, my friend.
Oh, God.
And it's free speech.
And Rand Paul is one of these states' rights guys, right? He's a libertarian, kind of.
Well, when the wind's blowing in the right direction, yeah. That's what he is. But on this one, I agree with him. I agree that a lot of these provisions needed to go away and need to go away in that ridiculous Patriot Act.
But how are we going to be protected from the terrorists?
It's such bullshit. Uh-huh. And
Rand Paul still sucks, by the way. Just on this issue.
I saw they were interviewing people on the street in New York. And this is New York at Times Square. Now, granted, you're going to get a lot of tourists. So, you know, you got to maybe drop the sophistication level, the expectations.
Yeah, the people walking around in Times Square, you know.
But
eating at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Most of the people, they asked the question, you know, are you willing to give up more of your privacy for safety?
Fuck you.
Oh, how scary it was. So many of them said, well, but I don't have anything to hide.
I ain't got nothing to hide. You should be, you know.
I don't care if they listen in. I got nothing. One guy said, I don't care if they listen in. Not even they're just capturing your metadata. He's like, I don't care if they listen in.
It's ridiculous.
I ain't saying nothing bad. Drone, 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 drone. I'm not saying anything bad about the system or the world or our corporate overlords. Therefore, they can listen to whatever I have to say.
Talk to Snowden.
It's really disgusting.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my brain around that mindset at all, where they're willing to just fling their legs up and present starfish away to the entire government just in pretense of the fact that, you know, maybe another plane won't fly into another building, which if they want to get that done, it's just going to fucking happen.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it, right?
Right. I mean, maybe not on a big scale because they have to coordinate and we're sniffing around and stuff, but listening into everybody's conversation, collecting metadata willy nilly, doesn't help that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, there's no guarantee that we are going to be safe.
And these are probably the same fucking assholes who are screaming, "I don't want to get a background check for my gun because I'm gonna be on a list."
Yeah, I don't understand this. How could this one guy say, yeah, record all my conversations, it's fine. I don't want my weapon of mass destruction to be registered with a fucking government.
Right.
Riddle me that. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, listen to every phone call, every email, everything I do. You know where I am every second of the day because you can ping my cell phone, track my movements, but don't put me on a list because that I got a gun. What a bunch of dumb fucks.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
So Rand Paul is declaring victory over the NSA.
Congratulations.
He thanked Matt Drudge.
Oh, my God.
Because Drudge was helping behind it.
Matt Drudge is the guy that built a media empire on the fucking stain of a dress.
Off a cummy dress. God. Off a jizz-stained dress.
Nice.
Congratulations,
Yay.
Rand Paul.
Ugh, can we not do any more positive stories about him today, please? It's just...
Okay. That's easy to do because they don't happen that frequently.
That often.
So, little Randy Paul.
Yeah, fuck you, Rand. Nobody wants you as president. You and your stupid toupee, and your shitty libertarian fucking views.
We talked a little bit about the victimization of Hastert. and on Fox.
That's a fucked up. But he was being blackmailed from the person he molested.
Right.
That's rich. I mean, that takes a big set of balls.
Britt Hume on Sunday on Fox News.
God, he's gross.
Quite a firebrand. Seems like a fun guy.
He looks like a candle melting.
Said there's evidently a blackmailer, extortionist, and all the indications seem to be no charges will be brought against the person who was blackmailing the former speaker.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. But dude, what we're concerned about in this story is this rich white guy.
Right.
We're always concerned about the rich white guy.
And making no bones about ripping open his shirt and flexing his fuckwattery. Geraldo Rivera.
I thought he died.
Who is a fucking cartoon character now. I mean, he really is. He's a cartoon character.
He's in great shape. He's on the paleo diet.
Tweeted, quote, "Sex misconduct from years ago was gross, but Speaker Hastert is now a victim who should be given pass in exchange for testimony versus blackmailer."
What value? What the fuck? That doesn't make any sense. What is the... So they want to put this victim in jail.
So he's saying that... I guess, yeah. He's saying... reading this, Geraldo seems to be saying that the sin of blackmailing someone who, you know, may have stuck a finger in you as a kid is worse than the finger sticking.
It's insane. It's as if, I mean, people get deals like that when, you know, when they're going to testify against somebody in organized crime. What value would it be to take down this person that used to right. be on the wrestling team?
Oh, and here, civil rights attorney Lisa Bloom tweeted out, "Threatening to expose someone unless he pays you is extortion. Threatening to sue someone unless he pays you is legal and common." Dennis Hastert, this is the next tweet. "Dennis Hastert paying a sexual abuse victim does not mean extortion. Victims are entitled to just compensation. Lawyers like me fight for it." So she's saying because there was a wrong done to the alleged diddly.
Yes.
That saying, "I'm going to sue you for the damage you did to me," is not extortion.
Right. Doesn't make any sense.
I guess he just found out Hastert was gay, and there's no claim for that redress. Like
right.
You find out he's gay, and you're like, "I'm gonna expose you."
Yeah.
That would be extortion,
right?
Because you can't. He hasn't done anything to you.
But a wrong is being done upon you.
Right. So this is different. So this is. The alleged, what they're saying is extortion might not be because a wrong was done to him. He can say, "Look, I'm going to sue you for what you did to me."
Right.
And Hastert says, "Don't sue me. I'll give you 3.5 mil in paper bags."
Doesn't seem like blackmail to me. Seems like the only person that did anything wrong was Denny on the way he withdrew the money. That's why he got caught, right?
Right. Was the shenanigans that he did with the money. Yeah. But then why would what Hastert did be illegal?
Well, because it's because of the size of the money.
And I guess the lying about the moving the funds and stuff like that. Right. I think that's where he got caught.
And that's where the victim should have been. I don't know. Oh, God. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. We don't know the whole story. It just seems like I just don't understand why the victim just didn't say, "Listen, I looked up the rules and only give me money under $10,000 increments." And who's to say Denny's a fucking brain
surgeon? Well, it's
your fault. Anyway.
Well, no. It might not be. I mean, I'm just saying it might not have, you know,
Yorkville.
Gone until
Is it Yorkville, Illinois?
It is. Yorkville.
Is everybody down there a dipshit?
No, I'm just saying it's a small town that not necessarily has a large...
Not as learned.
...amount of group that, you know, they went on to college, especially in the 60s. 60s and 70s. That's when, I guess, the alleged, occurred.
Right.
The alleged stuff occurred.
Shit.
I've got another follow-up, another story that we've been following here.
Crab diving follow-up.
Right up filed under, right next to Hastert, under Diddler.
Yes.
This one's got his own definition, though. Duggering. Now, somebody on Twitter said they liked the way we used
Duggering
on Facebook or something.
Yeah.
By the way,
are the Duggers out of the news now?
Well, they're not, because here I have a story. This is creepy. They're going on Fox, by the way. Dumb fucks. The Duggars are going to do an interview with Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly got the big Duggar interview.
Right.
So hard-hitting journalism.
I mean, you're talking about somebody molesting their younger sibling. I mean,
you know,
what is the...
We trust it in God. We trust blah, blah. You know what we're going to hear? Persecuted us. Poor us. Everybody hates religion. The country hates Jesus. Wah, wah, wah. And nobody's going to talk about, well, you know, how are your daughters got diddled?
Yeah.
Did you treat them?
Right. Because all this, they're going to try to paint the perpetrator in like.
Yeah, yeah.
And trying to make people sympathize.
And they're
going to
gloss
him.
It over that the girls, Well, you know, we prayed with the girls and they're okay with Jesus and they're okay with it and everything.
They're okay with this. They're okay with the fact that their brother molested them.
They're okay because they know they made Josh a better person.
It's so fucked up.
Which is kind of the way it goes in those quiverful families. If you've got a dick, your value to society is much higher.
Why isn't Fox doing a story on the quiverful religion or whatever the fuck this is?
Women are just supposed to be walking around with, you know, that womb cranking.
Womb.
They did there's a bunch of memes out there, now that you say that, of coverage. They showed the amount of minutes and hours of total Duggar coverage on CNN, on MSNBC, on, you know, a couple of the other stations, and then on Fox.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it's like an hour and 10 minutes and throughout the week, you know, an hour here, an hour there. And it was like 2 minutes. On Fox, it looked like skyscraper, a little sliver on the ground.
Right. And what if Benny Hassard had been what if it was Tip O'Neill instead?
Oh, right.
Well,
yeah, any Democrat.
Well, it would be wild if it was Tip O'Neill, because I don't believe he's with us. O'Neill.
He's not with us anymore.
Oh, he died? He did die, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So this is a story that was in Gawker, and it was, now people are starting to leak stories about these Duggars.
No.
I guess they make the crew that works on their stupid fucking show.
Yes.
It follows them around all the time. They have to sign NDAs.
Oh my God.
Non-disclosure agreements.
They can't talk about anything they see.
They'll sue the fuck out of you.
See, Josh should have made his sisters sign an NDA.
Well, they did.
So he could
kind of. Their lives are NDAs.
Yeah.
Their whole religion is NDA.
That's true.
So the story that one of them, some of them are blabbing though now, are leaking stories about what went on. And this is, you know, hearsay, but this person said that they worked at a Duggar production.
Okay.
Said it's this person she knew had many, many stories about the family. Here's one that's particularly heinous. One day, one of the brothers told on one of the older Duggar boys that he was upstairs in the bathroom forever.
Okay.
And wouldn't come out. And they were worried that he was sick. Jim Bob,
God,
the patriarch.
How are these people in the headlines? Why?
Jim Bob went upstairs and caught one of the Duggars caught the Duggar boy Duggering himself.
Okay. God.
The kid was jerking off.
How is this in the news?
He was a teenage kid. They said that the screams from Jim Bob.
Oh, my God.
Screaming at the kid made the crew run there. And when they asked Jim what was going on, he replied over and over, "Idle hands are the devil's playthings."
Are these people mentally ill?
Idle hands are the devil's playthings.
These people are crazy. They need Prozac or lithium.
And like they made that kid do nothing but chores all the next day. He was supposed to do chores the next day, but he was punished by having his hands tied together.
Oh, come on.
The next day.
To do the chores.
To do all of his chores the next day.
Wow.
Because he touched himself.
I wonder if, I mean, how do you do your chores?
Take those kids away from
humiliation, man.
Heinous, vile creatures.
Why didn't they just put him in the stocks and put him out in this town square?
Why aren't we storming the house after that story?
Throw tomatoes at his face. I have no idea.
That this mental abuse for a kid who's masturbating in the bathroom. He was doing it in the bathroom. He didn't do it on his sister, you fuck.
That's true.
I mean, what the hell? What did they do to Josh when he said, you know, I ran my fingers through the crevice of little, I don't know what the fuck these Duggars' names are. It's all J.
Yeah, I don't know.
Janisha.
Is that true? Are they all, their names all start
all
with
J's,
J? Oh,
I
God, think. I hate that too.
I think.
It's like, that's such a disservice to your children. You're basing their names off a gimmick. I want all my sons and daughters, their names to start with the letter J.
Well, and then when you have so many of them, you're going to make it harder to tell them apart.
Yeah, that's true.
What or, you know,
have less kids. How's that?
Well, and it's child abuse. I don't care because
you're
forcing the older generation. They even talk about it. They compartmentalize it. The older kids get you get this one, 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 you get this one. They shuffle them off.
Right.
You get four kids to watch. You get four kids to watch. You get four kids to watch.
Oh man, yeah. You're
what a great
managing that
teenage years. Huh?
Those are management skills. See, you're turning your kids into workers.
Parents.
Right.
You're turning your kids into parents.
You're delegating responsibility to your middle management.
Right. And this isn't, you know, little Susie babysits on weekends every once in a while. This is you're in charge of four kids. You got to get them
raising them
every morning. You got to, yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, does their system work?
Just because you're stupid fucking parents.
Doesn't work so well. You've got what?
So many of these quiverful assholes are on welfare,
yeah.
I read. These aren't like, you know, giant billionaires that are spitting out crotch spawn.
You know, and if you think about it, it kind of makes sense. These are people from a reality show.
Yeah.
And most people, their lives shouldn't be a television show because they're boring and mundane and they do normal things. Like they sit at home and they read a book.
Right.
Or they watch television. But these people, they're a freak show because of their weird ass religion.
And so many people think they're famous because they're such good, wonderful Christians. That's why they're famous.
They're famous because they're fucked up.
Right. They're famous because her vagina is like a rubber stamp.
Right. Yeah. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're on a reality show, it's because you're a shithead. You're fucked up in some way. I you know,
if it's a good reality show.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm not watching. I don't give a shit.
Boring as hell. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're a train wreck. I mean, that's why they slow down and watch. Rubbernecking. You're a fucking mess.
Yeah, we want to watch, you know,
drama. We want to watch people unravel.
Yeah, worse than us.
It's like you want to see.
We want people whose lives are worse than our shitty
lives.
Right,
right, right. It makes you feel better about yourself. It's as if Law and Order was real. How fucked up is that?
Right.
And the Duggars. And this is a Law and Order episode. The kid was molesting his younger sister. This guy's such a fucking nightmare.
And more. Multiple times. Not just, you know, one time. He made a mistake as a kid.
Yeah.
It happened multiple times, and he was 14. It's really hard to. But it makes sense now. I mean, not that I'm justifying Josh Duggar's duggery, but Look what he was brought up with.
He was raised by psychopaths.
If he had his hands tied because he tapped his dick too many times after he pissed, then what? How could he not be sexually fucked up in the head?
Yeah, he's got a screwed up view of sexuality, right. And ugh,
shame on them. I mean, right? it's heinous.
And then what we've done is like you put this fucking idiot on television. Everybody empathizes with him and loves him. And then when something bad happens, when something crazy comes out, they cannot bear to not come to this guy's defense no matter what he does.
Right.
I mean, think about it. OJ sawed people's heads off with a fucking knife.
Allegedly.
Yeah, okay. And he was a great football player.
Right.
And he was in those fucking Naked Gun movies and people love him.
Michael Vick.
Yeah. Yep.
Is
I mean, we just can't bear to hate these idiots. Whatever.
Right.
Yeah, let me hit the ball.
As long as, there you go. As long as, you know, throw the ball, catch the ball, run the ball, make money.
Right.
Make money is really the important one. I mean, you can,
yeah.
It's the whole abortion thing. I don't know. I left a comment somewhere last night. I was just irate. I was reading comments and it was on an abortion I think, I forget what state. It was good news that a federal court knocked down one of these 20-week abortion bans.
Yeah,
and,
oh my
you know,
God.
Like whack-a-mole, another state that was trying this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And a federal court knocked it down. I think it was one of the Dakotas, maybe. And I was just looking at the comments.
Dakota
of course,
Fanning?
Yeah, of course people were like, oh, more millions of dead babies, you know, and shit like this. And it's about these laws where they're these trap laws, they call them, which is they're trying to systematically close clinics on these technicalities, you know, admitting laws where you have to have admitting privileges and bullshit. And specifically, I think it was in Mississippi where they passed a law that effectively would close the last one. Like it should be closed.
Yeah.
But it's held on, it's on hold now because of the courts.
I mean, isn't it obvious that the intent of the bill is to
keep
people from having abortions?
In Mississippi.
Yes.
They said it.
I didn't know it was spelled like that.
Yeah. Even at M-I, crooked letter I, C-U-N-T.
You
they
like Flo from Mel's Diner.
Some of the legislators even said, well, this is, well, you know, I'm confident that with this legislation, we are going to be able to finally end abortion in Mississippi.
That's a state that doesn't need to end abortion.
And that shit's getting used against them.
Take a look at yourself.
That's getting used against them because there's the intent right there.
Right.
So I really, although given the court we have, who the hell knows? It's terrifying to think of a Roe v. Wade type getting Roe v. Wade getting looked at again right now.
That's why you have to vote.
By the ones we have in there right now.
That's why we have to go out and vote and make sure there's not a right-wing nut job fucking horrible Republican president.
Oh, yeah, we'll end up, it'll be Iran.
Yeah.
It'll be Christian Iran here in 10 years if Republicans took over the presidency. Oh, my God.
Are you kidding? We'll be like Saudi Arabia.
Oh, God, the presidency and the House and the Senate. We might as well, let's all put on burkas.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of burkas, you see that story about Saudi Arabia I threw up on Facebook? How there's a shortage of executioners.
No.
And they're looking for applicants.
They chop heads off, right? Is that how
they
it works?
They chop all kinds of shit off. There's different sentences. I was reading this article. I did not know that you can be sentenced to an amputation.
Yeah.
They don't
like
do
if you steal and shit?
Yeah. They say they don't do it often, but.
Rape?
Yes. I don't fucking know. I mean.
They're probably not big on rape there.
No. I mean.
They're not big on women driving there.
No.
Let's see what else.
I mean, God, because your job is to what? I mean, you have to demonstrate, and they were talking about the qualifications, and like you have to have some experience with a sword.
I would hope so.
And you have to have your own fucking sword.
Who? And they want you to be good at it too. They want it to be fast.
What year are we in? Do they open up a wormhole and walk into like the Middle Ages or something? Who the fuck is a Who the fuck has sword skills? And if you do, what's the point?
I'm surprised they're not instituting that like in Utah and shit. Didn't they bring back the firing squad because they can't use these drugs anymore? And we're so fucking desperate to kill. You know that Governor Turdface in Nebraska. I can't remember his name. He's just a shitbag. But he's the one who last week, over the past couple of weeks, the legislature there, even though they have a unicameral system there. They don't have a House and a Senate. It's just one assembly.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It works. Man, it seems to work.
Yeah.
Not that horrifically, because it forces everybody to work kind of together. You got to form coalitions to get shit passed.
Right.
And these, last week they passed the stopping the death penalty. This is a Republican state.
Holy shit.
And Governor Shitface.
Right.
Vetoed it, and they overrode his veto like 10 minutes later. And then they did it again with something for the Dreamers. Like, he wanted to do something to the Dreamers, you know, these kids that are brought in by their parents, undocumented, and they grow up here basically as citizens, but they don't have papers. Going to college and stuff. Some of them going to the fucking military, and these assholes don't want them to have citizenship.
If somebody joins
our military and you won't give them citizenship, you need to be launched.
Yeah, give them a driver's license
from the trebuchet of justice.
Jump it, climb in the trebuchet, asshole.
I've got a follow up
crab diving follow up.
Another one, a story that we followed last week. The freedom of speech rally. And the Draw Muhammad contest last Friday.
Is this with the bikers?
This went off, yeah.
Started at Denny's, correct?
They did. They met
$2
at Denny's.
Menu.
They only had two entrants in the Draw Muhammad contest, though, sadly. But they did have, I think, a couple hundred horrific shitbag dickwad examples of scummy humanity that showed up to support him.
Fuck you.
And protest against these poor Muslim people.
Tyranny. Our president's a Muslim.
It only drew a couple hundred people, which is shitty, but also 200 people too much.
It is shitty, but think about the publicity this got. And it only drew 200 fucking people.
He was selling T-shirts there that say "Fuck Islam."
Oh, that's nice.
Meanwhile,
how stupid.
Since then, this guy's name is Ritzheimer, John Ritzheimer.
Nine. Sounds a little Nazi-y.
Funny, he doesn't look it with his bald head and
right. Oh, shaved,
Bald head and right. Facial hair.
Does he have a swastika on his neck?
It's not one visible.
No, yeah.
I ain't saying he doesn't have one somewhere. He shut down the rally Facebook page after it was over. He also is claiming that he is receiving death threats.
Oh, too bad, dummy.
So he set up, of course.
Right.
You knew this would happen. A GoFundMe campaign. stating, "Hello to all my fellow Americans. I'm starting this campaign to humbly ask for donations so that I may provide security for my family. I don't fear for myself."
Okay.
Fucking liar.
Yeah.
"But I fear for them, and it is truly," T-R-U-L-E-Y.
Oh, God.
"It is truly sad that any American would have to endure," blah, 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 blah. He was looking for $10 million.
Okay.
He was looking for $10
million. What the fuck?
Dollars.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious. Did he make it? Did he meet his goal?
He wanted to not only protect his family, but he also wanted the money to maybe run against Senator John McCain.
Why not?
On his Facebook page, he said, "Here we go. Thank you all in advance. We will make this country great again. I hope we can do it peacefully."
No, okay.
You lying sack of dog shit.
Yeah.
Semper Fi.
We want to make this country great again. As a...
And then it says, "Hello to all my fellow Americans. I'm starting this campaign to humbly ask for donations so that I may provide security."
When was it great in his point of view? Back in the 50s? Or wait, before women's suffrage? When?
Now, it was yanked from GoFundMe.
Yanked.
And John Ritzheimer on his Facebook page said, "So my campaign is under review. It's not totally dead in the water. Somebody probably reported it, but according to their terms, this should not be shut down. So let's hope they free it up soon."
That's funny.
He says he organized that protest in response to a similar protest that they had in Garland, that hag.
Garland, Texas.
Pam Geller.
Yeah. Oh, God.
When she organized it and they had those two gunmen who showed up and that hero cop. It was a great fucking shot.
Is Garland where King of the Hill takes place?
No, I think so, yeah. Hmm.
Right. Right.
It's Garland's a lovely city.
How do you think Hank Hill would shake out on this? Would he go to the rally?
I don't think so.
I mean, he wouldn't, of course, because the show's written by a bunch of Hollywood libs.
Right.
And it's a comment on you rednecks from fucking Texas.
Now, oh, I feel so sorry for him. I'm having to sell my house. My family's been threatened, so they're in hiding right now. I'm having to go into hiding after this because they're calling for lone wolves to come and behead me.
Oh.
What?
Fuck off. Fuck off, dipshit.
You know, we believe firmly in the First Amendment.
Right.
You did it. Nobody stopped you from your bullshit, right, asshole?
Yeah, this is your own doing. You didn't have to do this, right? I mean, you could have just sat at home and watched Netflix.
And we don't condone any death threats of any kind. That's heinous shitbaggery or whatever. But you don't go out trying to incite people to death threat you.
Yeah, I feel bad that this guy's getting death threats, but I totally understand why.
Right.
He's a fucking idiot.
I have the right to go up to the girlfriend of a giant bouncer type dude at a bar and say, "Who's the shitbag little pussy you're with?"
Yeah,
I have a right to do that.
Yeah, but you might get hit,
and he would be in the wrong for striking me. However, I open up my stupid. You know,
you're facilitating.
I may have incited some of it.
Yeah. And, yeah, well, I hope this guy's safe, right? I mean, I hope he's safe.
I hope his family is safe. I don't give a shit about him, to be honest with you. I don't wish him ill.
Are you going to give to his GoFundMe?
It's gone.
Oh, yeah.
You can't give to his GoFundMe.
I need $10 million.
I need $10 million to protect my family.
I mean, really, why didn't he shoot for $1 million or something reasonable?
Dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Congratulations, stupid.
So hopefully that won't
be
put back up. More hate funding.
Put it back up. Huh? He's not going to raise any money. How much money do you think he'd raise? Probably $100.
I don't know, man. I don't know. There's 800,000 to the I Ain't Serving Pizza to Homos place. $800,000 of hate money.
God, you know, but that's gay marriage.
Right. This is Muslims.
I know.
This is actual damage they can point to.
I think
they can't point to actual damage of gay marriage.
Yeah.
But they can point to the hole where the Twin Towers were, as they always do.
No, but gay marriage damages the Bible. You know, those idiots think that you're going against the Bible and against God.
Right, but then if they try to point that out to the sane people of the world who don't buy that bullshit.
Right.
Then, you know, I mean, the public's view kind of leans towards reality, whereas the other issue is so, you know, they're playing on the emotions, I guess, more or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're trying to put logic.
We're trying to figure out
ridiculous
people.
Yeah, religion and craziness.
They follow the book of Harry Potter. They might as well.
Along that line.
Yes.
In the
Islamophobification
of America.
Are we going to have an Islamophobia segment?
Inadvertent, sadly, yes.
Yeah, by the way, if you want to apply to be a Saudi Arabian head cutter offer, give us a tweet at Crab Diving or call us and let us know your qualifications and we'll forward that information on to the royal family.
Right, we're real close to the Saudis.
Yes.
We'll send them to the bushes.
Oh, yeah.
George Bush kissed those guys in the lips, right?
Did he really?
Yeah, there's pictures. The Saudis in the bushes, tight.
Did he open his mouth a little bit, George?
Yeah, and,
he painted their feet.
Reach around.
Oh, yes.
A little tickle of the starfish as he's kissing him. Director of Interfaith Engagement. And
good God.
Associate Chaplain at Northwestern University.
Interfaith Engagement.
Tahera Ahmad.
Number one.
Is a woman of Muslim faith.
Perfect.
Who wears the... What's the just... Is it the hijab? Is that just the head covering? I think it's the hijab. She just wears the head cover.
Oh, yes. The headdress, maybe.
Took to social media and said this. I'm sitting on a United Airlines flight in the air in tears of humiliation from discrimination.
Yes.
The flight attendant asked me what I would like to drink, and I requested a can of Coke.
Oh, okay.
She brought me that can that was open.
It's not good for you, by the way.
So I requested an unopened can due to hygienic reasons. She's like, can I?
Yeah, it's gross.
Open. Can I have where it went. Can you just hand me a closed Coke? She said, no one has consumed from the drink, but I still requested an open can. She responded, well, I'm sorry. I just can't give you an unopened can, so no Diet Coke for you.
Oh, my God. Even if you just give her an unopened can.
She then brought the man sitting next to me a can of unopened beer.
No, wait a second.
So I asked her again why she refused to give me an unopened can of Diet Coke. She said, quote, we are unauthorized to give unopened cans to people because they may use it as a weapon on the plane. So I told her that she was clearly discriminating against me because she gave the man next to me an unopened can of beer.
Wait a second. An unopened can is a weapon, but an open can is... Wait. Which
apparently
is a weapon?
The unopened.
Oh, okay. Because I guess you could open it and the tab...
No, it's like a rock.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
You know what? I feel like for the sake of the show, maybe we should go back on Periscope. I'll give you an unopened can of soda and then you can try to kill me with it. Because I don't understand this fucking story.
The flight attendant, according to Tahera Ahmad, she looked at his can, quickly grabbed it, opened it, and said, it's so you don't use it as a weapon.
That's the best.
Appalled at her behavior, I asked people around me if they had witnessed the discriminatory and disgusting behavior, and a man sitting in the aisle across from me,
yes,
yelled out, you Muslim, you need to shut the fuck up.
Good God. That's nice. Yeah.
I said, what? He then leaned over from his seat, looked me straight in the eyes, and said, quote, yes, you know you would use it as a weapon, so shut the fuck up.
Is that real? Did someone really do that?
I felt the hate in his voice, raging in his eyes. I can't help but cry on this plane because I thought some people would defend me and say something. Some people just shook their heads in dismay, but
you know.
Apparently nobody said anything to that fucking asshole.
What a dick.
And I don't know. I have
Americans
feeling,
are bullies.
I have a feeling he may have been like, you Muslim, you need to shut the fuck up.
What, was he a white guy? Not that it matters. I'm just wondering.
I would put money on the fact.
Stupid white male.
That when, oh, she was the, President Obama has talked about her. She was the first woman to recite the Quran at the opening of the Islamic Society of North America. The first
this
woman,
person?
She was the first woman to recite the Quran.
Oh my God.
She is a, she was born and raised in Morton Grove, Illinois.
Morton Grove.
Wait. Played varsity basketball at Niles West High School. She worked to the Department of Islamic Studies and Christian-Muslim Relations and Islamic Chaplaincy at Hartford Theological Seminary.
Hold on a second.
So she worked at a Christian college and was an Islamic professor.
Are you sure it wasn't Morton Grove, Yemen?
Right. She was honored at the White House during Women's History Month in 2014.
That's cool. I mean, wow, and then she gets to sit on a plane and, you know. God, it's so strange. Everything about the this story is nuts.
Fortunately, on the Twitter, there is now the hashtag United for Tahera. That's her first name. People have been tweeting and giving United Airlines whole piles of shit for the behavior of their flight attendant.
And I do not understand the rules. Are they allowed to give me a fucking can of Coke?
I think not.
That's opened?
No. Oh, opened. Yes.
It has to be opened.
Yes. Otherwise, according to the flight attendant, they could be used as a weapon if they're closed.
It's the idea that you can shake them up and crash the plane with it or something.
No,
it's
like a rock. It's like having a big rock in your hand. Whereas okay. If it's open or empty,
it's a bludgeon.
It's just a little aluminum can.
Well, are you allowed to have fucking laptops and shit? Those have weight, and you could hit somebody with your laptop.
Well, right.
I'm not stupid.
Yeah,
as fuck.
We're not saying it's lot your shoe.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Right.
I don't understand.
Why don't they just put us all in Hannibal Lecter masks and boards as we're flying?
There's so many.
Everybody will be safe then.
Yeah, yeah. There's so many stupid things about flying, man. Like the whole thing with not turning your phone on. That's such bullshit.
Well, I kind of like that one though because I don't want to sit next to some fuckhead yapping away on his goddamn cell phone the whole
Well, they're
going to
do that anyway, man. Now they have Wi-Fi in all the planes. You could use Skype.
No, they're not allowing you to use
really?
Streaming voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're blocking streaming voice because...
Why don't they just say you can't talk into your phone, but you can text or something?
You can't tell people that. You can't, yeah, you can't give the possibility of something because people are assholes and there's going to be people doing it.
Yeah.
Turn them off. If you turn it off, it makes it easier, I think. You can't trust people. People are assholes.
Yeah, that's true. If there's anything you've learned from crab diving.
Oh, yeah. Is that people...
Well, they're generally assholes.
Are assholes.
Oh.
What other stories have I got here? The...
There's that pig, you know, that shit in the back of the police cruiser.
There was a pig that shit in a police cruiser.
I think we've already done that story. So I was looking at that the other day again. God, that's the funniest fucking thing. This is the big giant pig got in the back of a cop car and shit its brains out.
It got out. I'm surprised they didn't shoot it.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they say that it got away from its owner? It was running around. It was doing shenanigans. It charged people, it said, according to that story.
And the pig didn't get shot.
The fucking cops shoot chihuahuas that come after them and say they felt threatened. Why would they not shoot a 700-pound pig?
Wasn't there a 12-year-old with an air gun that they just shot to death?
Right, yeah. Well, he's brown, though.
Unarmed people. Listen, the pig was in the cop car, so...
Somehow they caught the pig and put it in the back seat of a cop car.
So, but did they climb onto the trunk of the cop car, fire their pistols downward into the back windshield and just not shoot the pig to death?
I feel threatened.
Had a good feeling.
I've got the results of a poll.
Oh.
I don't know. Did we talk about this already? This is, from ranking college students. And on one level...
Perfect.
This is kind of funny news. And on the other level, I don't know. It's kind of sad. They gave them a list of 40 people from history. You know, great leaders, I guess.
Okay.
And influential people. And I don't know where they got them from. I'm just saying. This is, they have 40 historical figures. And the study they were calling it was Heroes and Villains of World History Across Cultures.
Okay.
And they asked them, they gave them these 40 names. They said, rate them on a scale of hero-tude or villainitude.
Hero-tude.
They, unsurprisingly, out of the 40... Out of the 40, Hitler,
okay,
is the big villain.
Okay.
I mean, that's not a stretch.
All right. For some people in some parts of the country, it would be, but that's okay.
Einstein, I guess they include, it includes scientists also, yes, not just great leaders. But Einstein, out of the 40, is considered the biggest hero, the most trusted on this list of 40.
Even by the people who live in Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
I guess they talk to college students worldwide.
Right. But isn't Einstein responsible for the atomic bomb? Kind of?
Well, you know, I mean, his, yeah.
And that's a bad one. I mean, you know, maybe if he hadn't have thought that.
It's his theory. He didn't, you know, his theories led to the development of it. But,
right.
I mean, you know, it would have happened anyway. The interesting part of this, like the top trusted figures, Einstein,
white,
Mother Teresa,
white. No, wait, she's not white. not white.
Gandhi,
not white.
Martin Luther King,
not white.
Isaac Newton,
white.
Coming in at sixth,
dee-dee-dee-dee,
which is going to break the hearts of a lot of ninnies in this country.
Shit.
It's not number one.
Yes.
Is Jesus.
Not white.
Martin Luther King over Jesus.
That's the best.
Oh, they would
Mother Teresa over Jesus. But, which is strange. It's got to be strange to Mother Teresa. Because Mother Teresa must be like, but yeah, Jesus
she,
is.
She had her dark side too.
It's my co-pilot.
Edison at eight. Or no, seven is Nelson Mandela.
Not white.
Edison is eight.
White.
Abraham Lincoln is nine.
White.
And the Buddha.
Oh.
Buddha is 10.
Buddha not white. Is that correct?
Correct. So
or doesn't mean, even exist,
a
really.
A good half of them of the top 10 aren't white.
Jesus beat Buddha. How do you feel about that? That's
course,
bullshit.
At number 11 is where I start to get a little bit outraged.
Yes.
Princess Diana.
Not white.
She's white. Dead.
I mean white.
But shit. Really white. I mean, I don't know. But anyway.
What about Paul
Some
Lynn?
Of these names, I just... You know, Gandhi and Einstein and Jesus. I wouldn't throw Princess Diana in the same category.
I mean, you know,
but anyway.
Elton John wrote a whole song about her.
Right.
Huge pop artist.
Candle burned out long before.
Yes.
So now, the most important, interesting thing from this.
Yeah.
Is that if you go to the other end of the spectrum, to the evil dickwad bastards.
The bad guys. This is the more interesting list.
We have Hitler.
Okay.
At number 40, or at number one of the baditude.
White.
Number two is Osama.
Not
bin
white.
Laden.
Okay.
Number three is Saddam Hussein.
Show me. Not white.
Number four.
Right.
George W. Bush. George W. Bush coming in at five, Stalin. Number six, Mao. Number seven, Lenin. Eight, Genghis Khan. So George Bush,
isn't,
according to college kids worldwide, is more evil.
He's in some great company.
Than Stalin, Mao, Lenin, Genghis Khan.
How many slots
and Napoleon
above Genghis Khan is George Bush?
One, two, three, four.
So George Bush is more evil than Genghis Khan, according to this list.
Yeah, that's where it's sad. I mean, I find George Bush to be heinous and evil and stupid.
How many people did he kill?
I don't know that I would necessarily put him top 10, given some of these other names on the list.
How many Iraqis died in the Iraqi war and Afghanistan? You know, stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean,
he's killed a lot of people.
Right.
But he's just Stalin, though.
And he's in the news. You know, George Bush is in the news. More Stalin than Stalin.
Killed
Stalin.
A lot of people.
Yeah, but you got to read a book to figure out what Stalin did.
So that was the most interesting thing. And, you know, one of the things the people who did the study, they said, you know, it probably has time.
Right.
It's time. It's that these kids study history and everything, and they learn about, you can conceptualize how heinous some of these people in history were, but in their real lives and memory, who are their parents talking about? And it's fascinating that worldwide,
yes,
the most evil person in the universe is George Bush.
Well, you know, too, and you think about the time George Bush was in. I mean, you know, it's the internet. There's all the information right. in the world is available to you. Genghis Khan, I mean, I don't know. He did some bad shit, right? You know, killed a lot of people.
Yes.
But not as enlightened. I'm not saying, I mean, sure.
It's a weird list.
He knew better, but it was a different time.
Yeah. It's an odd list, to be honest with you, because it's just an odd list. I don't know what the criteria was for choosing these people, because you've got, not only do you have religious leaders of dubious historical the existence.
Right. We don't know.
Right?
Where's
Jesus? I'm talking about you, Jesus. I'm looking at you, buddy.
Is Darth Vader on there?
Buddha? Do we have an actual historical? I think they do actually have historical documentation of Buddha.
It's odd to me that you could have George Bush on there, not Cheney.
Princess Diana kills me.
I guess it's perception, right?
Columbus?
Columbus did some bad shit.
Martin Luther? Bill Gates.
Is it villain?
He's number 14. So he's pushing the middle of this weird spectrum of 40 names. That's the weird thing, is they came with these 40 names. The Confucius, Alexander the Great, John F. Kennedy.
Right.
Winston Churchill, Che Guevara, Margaret Thatcher. She should be farther down in the evil section.
Right.
Charlemagne.
Come on. Who knows from Charlemagne?
Well, the next one, Sun Yat-sen.
Oh, that guy. He's the worst.
Gorbachev. I don't know why people hate Gorbachev so much.
Wait, this is the bad side of the list, right?
Well, we're drifting into the bad side now. We're at number 28. So we've,
Charlemagne?
We've gone over the hump into, I guess, heading towards more evil. Gorbachev, Deng Xiaoping.
Who the fuck is that?
He was the Chinese premier.
Oh, yes.
Not all that long ago.
My favorite.
Napoleon, the Queen Emperor, King Emperor, Q-I-N.
The Queen? Horrible. Where's Josh Duggar?
Saladin is at number 32. Then Genghis Khan, Lenin, Mao, Stalin, George Bush Sr.,
hey.
Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, and Adolf Hitler. Look at that top 10.
Oh, that's best. What
Hitler,
about
bin Laden, Hussein, Bush?
Michael Vick. Where is he?
He's not on there, surprisingly.
That is an amazing list, though.
So I
people
mean,
hate I'm, George.
Yeah, I'm saddened for education worldwide that Bush is elevated that high in the list, because I really do think throughout history, maybe some more of these people were more evilish.
Yes.
But
I mean, what if they had polled Texans? How would this be different?
And like you were kind of saying, it was the times. Who knows how evil Bush would have been if he didn't have the restraints of America, of our 20th century society. Who knows?
I mean, to me, it seems like George Bush is just a, you know, I mean, he's way up there on that list because of who he was surrounded by, right? I mean, had he not had Darth Cheney telling him what to do, kind of, I mean.
Well, might not have gone into.
No, might not have bombed the shit out
probably
of
wouldn't have gone into
another country.
Iraq, yeah.
Yeah.
They're saying that also with Genghis Khan being kind of in the middle, you wouldn't expect, given the amount of human suffering and cultural destruction he unleashed in the 13th century. So they're saying that, you know, the gift of history, the gift of time.
Yeah, and, you know, Twitter and the internet and stories written about people. Might be different if there was Snapchat back when Genghis Khan, right, or someone's periscoping like a raid of barbarians coming through a village and just
Stalin,
you know, cutting people's heads off.
Stalin is attributed to between 30 to 55 million deaths.
Oh, my fucking
directly
God.
Directly linked to his policies.
How's he not the worst?
Gulag camps. He had the Great Terror Initiative.
Ugh.
And his agreement at the beginning with the non-aggression pact with the Nazis. You know, he wasn't all during World War II, before World War II, wasn't totally anti-Nazi.
Yeah.
Mao is, they're saying, undisputedly responsible for more civilian deaths than any political leader in history. 50 to 80 million deaths.
Oh, my God.
To his time as a dictator.
I mean, you're right. How is George Bush on that list? It's timely.
The famine, social unrest, mass civilian murder.
God.
And all the other fun stuff.
And things have gotten better. You know, at least we don't have mass civilian murder here.
this is the Libertarian Republic. I don't know how I ended up over here.
How about that guy story, that, what's the actor, amazing actor with the fucked up eye? Sorry. With the fucked up eye. The guy with the screwed up eye. The actor that played Idi Amin.
Oh.
How's he not on the list? I can't think of his
name. Idi Amin?
Yeah, yeah.
Why isn't Idi Amin on the list, you're saying?
He did some bad shit, right?
Or Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, why isn't Forrest Whitaker on this fucking list? Yeah, no.
So this the Libertarian Republic, which I don't know exactly why I found the story there. This guy says, so debate the Iraq and Afghanistan wars all you want, but give Bush some credit for lowering taxes on the middle class, which he didn't, and leading a tireless personal effort to combat HIV, AIDS, and malaria in Africa, which he did. And, you know, on immigration reform, he was also stumbling into the right answer.
It's really tough, though, to give anybody any leeway when they just unleash holy hell upon a people. You know, he bombed the fuck out of the Iraqis. So how can you say, but he tried to, you know, he did a lot for AIDS in Africa. Okay. Well, how about just not doing anything?
Numbers, though, I mean, you know, 75 million people on Mao's list. I might rank Mao higher on the list than Bush. I'm
sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. What was Stalin's number?
Lower than Bush.
Oh, my.
Bush is more evil than Stalin.
Oh, God.
Stalin was number 5 after Bush.
God, no wonder George sits around painting feet all day and dogs. I mean, he just wants to do something mundane, so he doesn't think about this shit.
But how interesting that the number 4, 3, and 4 position it's Saddam Hussein and George Bush.
That's funny.
Like, George Bush took out Saddam Hussein.
Right. He smoked him out of his hole.
Yet finds himself only one spot below him on the, you know, in the Fortress of Evil, too.
Right. You know, if you did this survey in Oklahoma or Texas or Alabama, you know who would be number one?
For evil?
Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's not even on the list. I'm sure they couldn't put him on there. The people were like, who's the most evil? Obama.
No, wait. Yeah, yeah.
No, in all of history. Obama. No, he's not on the Obama. Follow our Facebook, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. All kinds of memes and
meme.
We share stuff that we don't talk about here on the show. We share stuff that we do talk about.
Yes. Thumbs us up.
A couple of things going on there. There's a over in Sweden.
Yeah. Borski, borski, borski.
More evil spawn of the devil. Socialism is happening over there. Now those evil socialists are going to ram 3 months of paid mandatory paternity leave.
It hurts.
On those fathers over there who know all they want to be doing is working, working, working for their wonderful corporate overlords.
Right.
I don't want 3 months of paid mandatory paternity leave. I want to be working 90-hour weeks for you.
God damn it. Did you see that Jeb Bush said that he wanted to extend the retirement age?
70.
God.
Yeah.
We want to vote for people who want to make the age fucking lower.
We have to cut taxes for the rich even more.
Ugh. God.
And
spend your whole fucking life working.
All you assholes have to do is take a good hard look at Kansas and see what a giant pile of turd it is right now economically.
Right.
They're closing schools early because they ran out of money. Because that asshole and whose hand is like a puppet with a couple of Coke hands up his ass.
Oh, it feels
moving
perfect.
Moving him around.
Wonderful.
Brown stain.
Watch your thumbs.
Brown back. Has implemented massive tax cuts for the rich and slashing programs for the poor. Like, that's going
to
pay
but,
for it.
You know, I mean, you might as well close school early. If nobody's going to be able to afford to go to college or have a job, blah, 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 and you see your people as fucking marks and resource just to squeeze money out of, make
right.
them work. What? So what? Let them go home early from school. What do you care if they get educated? It's fucked up.
Well, they don't want them educated.
Right. What are they going to go home, sit in front of the TV, watch Fox and Friends?
Didn't O'Reilly, or one of them said that free college is slavery?
Ask a slave somehow, if that's slavery.
Yeah, free college would be slavery.
Right.
Because you're indebted to the government and they're going to make you pay somehow. And that's like, well, no, it's free.
Yeah.
It's free. We don't. Do we? I just saw a couple of third graders walk by the house. We're not shaking them down for their tuition money. It's free.
Yeah, what?
We provide free.
Why does that stop at the 12th grade? Why?
It didn't used to.
Why the fuck? I've never thought about that.
Money, money, money. Privatization.
Not, right. Why not pay for? Why not just have everybody pay for everything? You know.
I got mine. I'm not going to help anybody else. I'm going to pay for my crotch spawn to go to college. I'm not going to give a dime for somebody who
Absolutely.
Can't afford it for their little crotch spawn. They shouldn't have fucked each other. That's the base of what these heartless
right.
fucks believe. They don't care. There's no empathy whatsoever.
And if
Zero.
If you go to school in Wisconsin where, you know, anybody who's never been to school themselves can teach you, you might have to pay for a decent education.
Right.
I mean,
and that's probably another example of just how they have been trying to shitify these programs so that they can then point to them and say, look, it's not working. We need to privatize.
Shitification.
Like the post office. They make the post office fund its pension 75 years in advance. Never
why?
Anything in the history
Fucking
of the universe
why?
Has had that restriction.
75 years from now is...
Because they want to kill it.
Right.
They want to kill it and be able to look and say, look, the post office is sucking money. It's not making money. Meanwhile, if it didn't have that provision, it would be paying for itself. It's the only entity that doesn't... It doesn't take tax dollars.
Yeah.
It does pay for itself.
It does, it's so fucking... You got to fund it 75 years in advance.
But they, the Republicans, want it privatized because they see money, 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 money. And who's going to get hurt but the dummies, the dumb Republicans in rural areas who vote for those assholes are the ones who aren't going to get their letters anymore.
Because it won't be profitable.
I'm not going to drive out to the middle of nowhere and drop off a letter for you.
The post office, the service will be better, right? If you privatize it.
Right. I'm not dropping off a letter for you.
Yeah.
Come get it. You're too far. It's $50 to drop off your letter.
Yeah, and let's be honest. You go to the post office. It's generally a horrible experience. But if they privatize it, it'll be worse.
Right.
So think about that.
That's the trade-off.
It's not going to make it better.
Government bureaucracy again versus the corporate fuckwattery.
Yeah, explain to me how privatizing the post office is small government. You know, getting in there and making them having to pay their pension 75 years into the fucking future.
The end result is a small government.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Is their goal, but you're now, right. They, you know, by imposing horrific standards upon them,
Right.
They're trying to kill it.
Do you remember that stoner that used to deliver our mail in Venice?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He used to sleep in his...
he was the worst.
He used to sleep in his truck. And then he bought an apartment in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Remember, he was on the corner.
He'd just go hang out there during the day. Yeah. Instead of fucking... I mean, we never got the right mail. He was the worst mailman
ever. Nice guy, though. Stunned off his ass.
Really nice, but, you know, I don't like getting the mail anyway. It's mostly bills. So there.
Holy shit, look at the time. I was just firing up another story here.
Oh, my God.
We only got a couple minutes left in the show, in fact.
Time goes fast when you're bashing the right.
When you're bashing the right. In fact, we should probably call it here, ladies and gentlemen. Crab diving here Monday.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your ear hole time. We are here from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn freaking weekday for you. Crab diving.
That's right, baby.
That's right, baby. Crabdiving.com/live. 24/7 streaming entertainment here. All kinds of great shows for y'all. Just don't forget to listen. Go to crabdiving.com. There's a schedule there and all the shows you can find out there. You can also listen to us as a podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher. If you go to those, leave us a really nice review.
Yeah, a lot of stars.
Yeah, star the fuck out of us.
Yes.
And then... Don't forget our social media is at crabdiving.com. There's some blue buttons there over on the left. And
tickle them.
Yeah, tickle them, touch them.
Like us.
Spread the crabs, motherfuckers.
nice.
Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Follow his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience, Oso Vile. Also follow him on Periscope.
Everything and anything is at crabdiving.com. All your crabby needs 24/7, iTunes, Stitcher. Bye-bye.
TTF it.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.